Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm your host, Tegan, and I'm here to shake shit up. I'm here to remind you that you are the creative power in your life. I'm here to remind you that you can have the life that you want whenever the fuck you want. As soon as you reconnect to the fact that you already have everything that you need inside of you. I'm here to help others who needed the help that I needed a few years ago and even a few months ago. In regards to reconnecting back to your intuitive knowing, you are the ruler of your fucking life. No one else can do it for you. You're the one that gets to do it. You have the privilege of free will. And in my episodes, I'm going to be talking about the ideas that I have formulated and cultivated in my brain and mind that have allowed me to continue to evolve, expand, and just live life how I want to. I want to share these ideas with you, share my perspective on things, so you can take what you want from my episodes and apply it to your own life. And ultimately, this is just a place to go when you want someone to give it to you straight, you want someone to shake shit up in your world, and you're ready to face the facts that you are the creator in your life. I hope you enjoy my episodes. Jump in. Hello everyone, this was a live that was recorded on my Instagram. I had a little bit of a toilet epiphany where I had some ideas flowing and I really wanted to bring this conversation to you guys. I just want to preface that the volume and like the quality of sound is pretty good for most of this podcast. There is just a section where it glitches because for some reason my live was playing up on this day. So I just wanted to prepare you for that. It's only a few seconds. There's a glitch, but that is just what that was from, and I wanted to kind of keep it as organic as possible because, yeah, it glitches out. You don't really know what I said, and when I was going to edit that out, it would probably be even more confusing. So I think I'm just going to leave it in, and nonetheless, there's so much juice in this episode, so enjoy.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to come on today and talk to you about the little toilet epiphany I had. I just get ideas that drop into me sometimes, and I need to share them. Also, I want to share them. It's a combination. It's almost like it's bursting out of me. So I'm going to jump straight into it today. And obviously the title says it all. You know, the truth is silent, lies aloud. Let me build off that and share my perspective on that conversation with you guys today. So I think what happens a lot of the time when it comes to interactions with others and, you know, the nature of our relationships is where a lot of people get stuck is we end up within all of us is truth, you know, within all of us inside in our with our intuition inside of our body, we have, and there's an essential truth to the entirety of the universe. Okay. This is my thoughts on this, by the way. I'm taking you down the rabbit hole of my mind here. And then on the other side of that, we've come into this physical plane and we've come into this physical world and we've started interacting with people around us. And through that process, we build ideas about who we are. We build ideas about who we are based off how other people have responded to us. We build this character. We build a concept of ourselves. We build an idea of ourselves. And more often than not, this idea of ourselves, we design it in a way that benefits the feeling of us, like where we can avoid pain and where we can receive validation or we can receive celebration. I'm sure all of you can relate to the fact that there were some things you did when you were younger that got you great response, where you got response from people that was like, good job. And then there was other things that you did where you weren't given a good response. And whether we like it or not, this is the process and the nature of being human. So we make this identity, we're creating this visualization, we're creating this identity of ourselves. And more often than not, we have very solid ideas and knowings, you know, we think we know a lot of things about what's right and what's wrong, about what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. And I think this is really great. I think this is just a normal part of the process. However, we get so, like, this is actually an illusion. This idea of ourselves, it's not real. So when you know that this idea of yourself isn't real, you become connected to things around you, but you're not attached to things. So you don't take it too seriously. You know, you have your idea of yourself and you know that this idea, this personality you create, it's important to existence because that's how people get an understanding of you. You have a certain rhythm to your behavior, your attitude, to how you show up to things. And that rhythm is what allows you to form relationships with others. If you didn't have a rhythm to who you were, there'd be no way for others to relate to you. So this personality and this idea of ourselves ain't a bad thing. It ain't a bad thing. It's not like anything's just all bad or good. However, when we don't realize that this is just an illusion and we don't intentionally create the idea of ourselves, and for the most part, when we're younger, we have this innocence to us. You know, we just listen to things and we take things in like a sponge. We don't have the capacity to develop the wisdom yet because we haven't gone through that process of realizing we can't just blindly trust. We can't just blindly trust what we're being fed. So we end up with this personality or this idea of ourselves that isn't aligned to the true spirit nature of who we are. Now, the reason I'm talking about all of this going into the conversation about truth and, you know, things that are like lies, it's important to understand where we're at, where we're coming from when we enter these types of conversations. So essentially, a lot of the conversation I have, I make generalizations, you know, I'm speaking ideas that can obviously be very different depending on the context. So obviously, as always, practice discernment. I know that you are a fucking individual that directs your own life listening to this conversation. So I will treat you as such. So basically, we get attached to this idea of ourselves. We take it so seriously. You know, we grip so much to this identity that we stray from the path of truth in the name of maintaining this idea of ourselves. And when we're doing that, what we're doing is we're trying very, very hard to avoid the self-punishment system we've also created based off the conditioning that we were raised in. And we're also looking to get the rewards within our own reward system that we've also created based off how we were conditioned. So when you take this idea of yourself too literally and seriously, and you think this is actually who you are, you're going to do anything in your power to defend that, to defend an idea. And this is where fear comes in, because we're afraid of doing anything other than maintaining this image that we see as perfection. Because we're like, well, I'm bad when I do this, I'm good when I do that. So we're trying so hard to keep this identity alive to the point where we sacrifice truth. Now, there are many universal laws, but the law I want to talk about today is the law of love. The law of love. And love is stronger than anything else. Love is stronger than anything else. And also, the conceptualization, when it comes to truth, when it comes to love, it's not about saying the right things. It's not about, I'm lagging a lot right now, so hopefully that fixes itself up. It's not about being able to say the right words. It's not even about the action that we take. It's about who we be and knowing within ourselves why we're doing what we're doing. That's the key to this. So when it comes to how most of us are conditioned, because guess what, guys? Fear is very loud. We're taught right and wrong in so many ways, and truth doesn't need to speak. So it's easy to get distracted confused, and we keep trying to hold ourselves to this idea of who we are, because again, we think this is who we really are, and we're striving for this like perfection that doesn't exist, and we're doing this all to ourselves whether we know it or not. So it's very interesting. And now when it comes to interacting with others, when it comes to building relationships with others, we unknowingly, when we don't understand that the nature of the illusion of the idea of who we are, we'll prioritize this concept of self above everything, even above extending love to another human being. And again, you can see where people extend love when they feel that you see them in a way that's worthy. Like, you know, when you respond to them in the way that makes them feel good, you'll see that they extend love. And then if you respond in a way that they don't like, that doesn't make them feel good. And guys, we do this ourselves. When I'm saying they, it's just like, take it as you and they, because all of it's the same. We also see through that experience where we repress love, we actually repress it, guys, because guess what? Love is actually a limitless resource. It's not this thing that we have to get from others or that there's only a certain amount of. We actually have all of the love inside of us. However, we go through that process of going, oh no, I better not extend love here. Oh, I best extend love here. I better not here. This is right. This is wrong. And we get so caught up in all of this that now when it comes to conversation, we're not even in the moment. We're just trying to maintain this concept of ourselves. And it's not who we really are. And to the level that this idea of ourselves is misaligned with the spirit of who we really are is the level to which we will experience resistance in our lives. We'll experience, struggles or like challenges in our relationships. And that will always be coming through to exactly how we need it to be, by the way. Whenever we're experiencing struggle or resentment or resistance or anything challenging, it's actually still a gift because it's always presenting us with the opportunity to recognize where this concept of ourselves is actually an illusion, and where when we're judging ourselves and others so harshly, we are not seeing reality as it's playing out. We're not seeing things for how they really are. So I want to apply this to a specific scenario that I'm sure that many, like I know that a lot of people will relate to this. Now, I feel like in our lives, one way or another, we're going to encounter conflict. We're going to encounter situations where we recognize that we're no longer seeing eye to eye with a certain person. And we have to be honest with ourselves about what that means for us, and only we can answer the truth of why we do what we do. So no one else can actually tell us who we are. We have the power to realize within ourselves why we're actually doing what we're doing. And to the level to which we lie to ourselves is to the level to which we will feel the world and our relationships or anything around us is lying back to us. It's always a mirror. But it's funny because that can be interpreted in many different ways. If you're interpreting it through your ego, you're going to experience what I'm saying in a very different way to if you're interpreting this through the eyes of truth. Because the truth cannot be interpreted or understood by somebody who is drowning in their lies, who is drowning in fear, who is not seeing things as it is. There's going to be judgments. As I said, there's going to be, I need to pull you up on things all of the time. I need to fix this. I need to do things. You need to fix this. And what I'm saying is I know for a fact so many people get caught in this loop cycle of thinking there is a problem that needs to be fixed. But the actual fact of the situation is there is no problem to be fixed. There is a mindset that is so out of alignment that it needs to be let go of. So there's a certain dynamic that definitely plays out, and there's so many different dynamics, but there's the dynamic of the hero and the victim. So there's the dynamic where someone is a hero and they're like wanting to fix everything, and they get their identity comes from, you know, fixing other people's problems, because that's when they got love, you know, growing up. When they fixed people's problems, they got, yeah, good job. And when they weren't, as soon as they were out attending to their own needs, they were like, bad, you come here and fix my problems now. And then there's people on the other end of that, that, like there's other conditioning where there's the people that are like, oh, nothing, I can't do anything in my own life. You know, it's like just sitting around. I don't know how to explain that side of the conditioning, but essentially there's an attraction here where one person gets validation through being the hero and the other person gets validation from the hero for helping them fix their problems. And the victim will always drag the hero in to fix the problems. So this is just one example of an infinite amount of dynamics that can play out in your relationships. And by the way, these are just games. These are games that we're playing with ourselves and with other people. And I actually want to preface, there's nothing wrong with any game you play. Just know that you're the one perfectly in control and the creator of that game. And at any moment you can choose, I don't want to play this type of game anymore. I want to play a different game. You get to choose that for yourself, and it's up to you. So, it's very challenging right now on this live because I'm lagging like a motherfucker, and it's really hard for me because I'm like looking at myself lagging. So anyway, I'm not looking at the screen right now because it's very distracting. So basically, You have to realize that in life you're playing a certain game with yourself based off the meaning you're placing on things around you, on your relationships, and at any time you can start playing a different game. Now, the lies are enticing because we're taught this is what's right, this is what's wrong, this is good, this is bad. And because we're also conditioned to think in this way and to get our value from thinking this way, we're always trying to categorize and make sense of things about what's right and what's wrong. And it's very hard to let go of this way of thinking because, as I said, it's conditioned in us to be the right way of thinking. You know, you're not responsible if you start thinking otherwise in a different way. If you stop categorizing things as right and wrong and you just start living life in another way, trust me, people will think you're selfish. They'll think you're not genuine. They'll think you're self-absorbed. There'll be so many labels that we put on you, but that's okay because you won't recognize those labels unless that's alive within you, unless you have a certain demon, if you will, or lie sowed and seeded into your consciousness. And you'll see that come through and experience that when it's mirrored back to you. And that's where the opportunity comes for you to recognize where what you're experiencing through another person is alive within you. And you can pull the weed out. If it's a very strong weed, you need to stop watering the weed. So you need to stop giving it your focus and attention, which means you may need to create space from people around you who keep watering that weed because you keep putting attention onto it. There's a multitude of ways for you to navigate through your way of consciously creating the level of mind and the reality that you want to see. However, what I will say is I can't tell you the amount of times that I've, in my experience, been looped into conversations because I keep thinking there's a problem that needs to be fixed. And then, so it's like, oh, I need to make sure everyone sees eye to eye and everyone understands. But the actual fact is sometimes people really will not understand you because there's actually a point where you're going to outgrow people. You're going to be evolving in your consciousness and you're going to be seeing things so differently. And what once made sense in a relationship or an experience or an opportunity will just no longer make sense. And it won't even be relatable anymore. And at that point, it's almost like even though you're speaking the same language, you're actually speaking different languages entirely because they're being interpreted in completely different ways. And if you keep thinking, oh, I need to make this make sense, I need to solve a problem, there's actually no problem here. The problem, if there was any problem, it's just that the reason we keep looping ourselves back in these conversations is because we're also maintaining a concept of self, like, oh, I'm a good person when I do this, or whatever it is. So we keep looping ourselves into conversations we don't want to have that we know will lead nowhere. And this is where you might have a buildup of uncomfortability. You have a difficult conversation. You feel like peace for a little bit, but then the same cycles and the same dynamics keep playing out and you keep going into this cycle of, I need to like have a conversation. But this is what I mean by lies are loud and the truth is silent. So truth can't be conceptualized into words. Even me right now, sharing this with you, it's not about words, guys. Truth isn't in words. It's an action. It's a way of being and existing, and it's grounded in love. So you can speak about it till the cows come home and say, oh yeah, I believe in unconditional love. But until your actions resonate with what you're saying, the actions is what tells you what's truth. And that's why it doesn't need to be spoken. People don't need to like put their hand up and go, I'm doing all of this. This is me, like, look at me, I'm doing all of this. Like, the truth is so silent that the only people that can recognize truth are people that are also in that realm of truth as well. So beware for the loop cycle of endless conversation, of having the same conversations over and over again, because you can't, like, if you're trying to engage in somebody who is wrapped up in their own judgments and they're really hard on themselves and therefore really hard on others, whether they know it or not. They have very strong ideals about what's right and wrong. And whereas you've like gotten way more fluidity with that and you're realizing that people don't owe you anything and that you get to do life your way and they get to do life their way. And as long as we respect each other's ways, like that's it. That's all that really matters. And that when people, and what ends up happening a lot of the times, people go, I don't like the way you're doing life. I think it's wrong. And I just want to let you know that you're going to loop yourself into a concept of self again, where you're like, oh, I better go fix myself up. But there was nothing to fix because you were always doing your best and so was everybody else. And, you know, perhaps there's a point where you don't need to say anything anymore. I really think this is a powerful message. it seems like you're cycling through things over and over again, see what how that pertains to you. Don't project your shit onto other people and make up stories that are going to hurt you. I mean, do it if you want, because it's your game that you're playing. A lot of the time, as I said, we're always trying to validate the reality that we truly believe. So if we truly believe that, like, life is hard, we're not enough, we're not good enough, we're not worthy, we're a Debbie Downer, all these things. If we believe that stuff about ourselves, we will search for evidence and we will naturally be collecting evidence for that. So when certain interactions happen, we will place stories and meaning on that. And, you know, we'll have the experience of whatever the meaning is that we're placing on these scenarios. And that's our reality. No one else is living in our reality. But you can also see that everything coming through into your experience is an opportunity, and you can put meaning on it that is focused on your growth and evolution. And how you're going to do that is you're going to focus it back on yourself and on your internal world. You're not going to be projecting meaning onto other people that doesn't allow you to recognize why you're having the experience, because nothing is coming into your experience by accident. So when you're having a certain experience, it's up to you to recognize how you're creating that experience. It's not up to, like, it's a waste of time to go, oh, it just wasn't the right fit, because it always is exactly what you need, whatever it is that's coming into your experience. And when you keep rejecting the experiences and projecting and putting yourself in that victim position, you'll just continue to experience life like that. And it's really cool because it gets to change in a moment. Like, you, oh, I have a timer going off. Who is starting to open up to truth. All of this drama on themselves by trying to maintain their own image, and they're going to realize that that's not truth. And from there, the way they're going to act is not going to make sense to somebody who believes the lies, who believes this is right, this is wrong, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you're going to end up, no matter how hard you try, if you engage, you keep engaging in these conversations, it gets to the point where you're saying lies as well, because it's just like you're engaging in a conversation where you're trying to translate something that cannot be translated, because that person doesn't even want to hear what you have to say, even if they think they do. And you just have to be willing to let things go. And also to finish this conversation off, what I want to say is that sometimes, like, whatever's meant for you, you can never fuck it up. I really want to finish it off by saying that, because sometimes things go and we create space in our life, and then sometimes things come back, and then sometimes when things go, new things come in. We can't predict this stuff. But what I will tell you is anything that's meant for you, you can never, no matter how hard you try to push it away, it'll always come to you. So say, I think a lot of the time people are worried, in their relationships especially, about saying the wrong thing, or like doing something unforgivable, or like whatever. And I would like to say that if you believe that you could do something unforgivable in your relationships, you're probably in relationships that are just built off maintaining a concept of self. Because I believe within myself that, you know, the more that I attune to my own inner compass, the more I see truth around me. And the more I understand that even if I make a decision that someone else doesn't like about something, if that relationship was meant to keep going, it will keep going in its own way, in its own time, and it will be fine. You actually can't fuck it up. Even if you're on the end, like standing in truth and going, I make a decision from here, and someone makes up a story about that for the way that suits their reality and it's painful for them, and, you know, you have to hold yourself through that, or whether you're the person that's stuck in the lies and you can't see the truth, and you know, again, you're creating all these lies in yourself about you're a victim and you're not good enough and all this stuff. It doesn't matter which person you are. If you continue to commit to your own evolution and to learning to love yourself more and to learning to love the world more and to, like, removing all of this bullshit that we were taught about life and what it's meant to be like, I can guarantee you, if you commit to that journey within yourself, not only will you start to enjoy life so much more, but any relationship where you thought, oh God, that was over, if it really was meant to be, as soon as you realign back to yourself, to who you really fucking are, that relationship will realign back. There's no way that it will not work out, you know? So it will work out if it's meant to, and if it wasn't meant to, it wasn't meant to. Anyway, I'm going to finish this up because, oh my gosh, this has been a very fun time, this live today. My phone must be, like, overheating or something. So hopefully it wasn't lagging for you guys, and yeah, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to get more into my world, connect with me on Instagram, check out my page. I even have TikTok going as well. Go to my platform, see what else I'm sharing. Send me a message. I'd love hearing from you guys. Otherwise, look forward to the next episode.